Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie, and today's show comes from an Art of Jazz concert presented by Earshot Jazz last month at the Seattle Art Museum. It's a duo by two highly imaginative and lyrical musicians. Hans Teuber plays woodwinds and Jeff Johnson, an unassuming but virtuoso acoustic bassist. Both have made their homes in Seattle for over 25 years now, and they've been much in demand in a variety of situations. Hans has also been music director for Teatro Zenzani. Jeff has been first choice for several piano trios, and he's often an equal partner with the pianist as a very melodic soloist. They also team up in this duo, and they have a new CD, Deuce, just out on the Origin label. Both are gentle people but fearless improvisers, and some of their music springs from minimal sketches. A key, a rhythm, tuning up. Here's Jeff Johnson to tell us how they started playing music together.
I think we both got here right around the same time. It was like right around 1990, 89 and 90. We gravitated somehow towards Seattle. And I remember looking around here for like-minded, like-hearted people. And I remember the first time I heard Hans play, it was like, that's it. That was it. And that began a whole bunch of different stuff with our friend Tad Britton for many years. We did some stuff with drummer Billy Mintz for many years. And most of these records were not designed to be particularly commercial. They were basically designed to see what would happen when the three of us got together in the studio. So we picked and chose from a lot of improvised performances and determined what they sounded like to us after we played them and granted titles to them based on that type of thing. So what we're going to do today is some of that. We have no idea a lot of what we're going to do. And then we'll blend it in with some standards, probably, because we'll be trying to figure out what to do once in a while. So we'll play some things. We'll probably gravitate into some things that are more familiar to you. But that's the process that's going on here. So I hope you're okay with that. If there's something you don't like, wait a minute, like they say about the weather in Oklahoma. If you don't like it, wait a minute. Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
okay? What are you supposed to say to that? No. I just want to give a moment for anybody who wants to walk. Here's your chance. No, that was something. We started out our CD with this sort of thing where I was just sort of tuning up in the key of G, and we ended up using that as the title track. So we were sort of, I think, reminiscing about that as something we determined was called When I'm in the Sky. Basically, when you look at this music, when you look down, you have to look down upon it with kind of an overview, because if you get too far inside it, you won't be able to get out of your traps. So the hard part is to clear your head and just be there. So it's a Zen activity here. And it's really hard to do this in front of an audience because you guys are sitting there expecting things. In the studio, no one was expecting anything. So we didn't have that added tension. So we're going to use that tension. There's an old tune that we reprised. Hans and I both dig it. It's kind of about some of our own lives. Jimmy Reed was a blues honking guitar player in the 50s and 60s, and he wrote this song called "The Bright Lights in the Big City Went to My Baby's Head." Thank you.
Bright Lights, Big City, played by Hans Teuber, alto flute, and Jeff Johnson on bass in this concert from the Seattle Art Museum in the Art of Jazz series. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest. 88.5 KNKX connects you with live jazz around the sound.
Thank you.
What's New, played by saxophonist Hans Teuber and bassist Jeff Johnson in this Art of Jazz concert recorded at the Seattle Art Museum last month. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX. Here's Jeff.
I just love this about Hans. No matter what we're doing, no matter how weird we get, he's always seeking a melody. It never gets to randomness. It's always like something musical being grown. It's like planting seeds all over the place and watching them happen at the same time, all at once. So I hope you're digging it. I love this guy. We did one piece on the record that we called Let's Pretend because we didn't have a clue what we were doing. So we called it Let's Pretend. And I guess we'll just reprise the title because we don't have a clue what this tune is about. So whatever it is, it's called Let's Pretend.
How's this going in?
Yeah, how's the melody go? Thank you.
I have to ask Hans if he minds if we do a tune that he wrote. We write a lot of music, but we don't play it a lot. So it's like, well, wait a minute now. How does that one go again? So we got the basic structure. So this is the one piece on our recording that Hans actually wrote. It's called Rain Makes Applesauce.
It does.
He says it does. I'll go along with that.
Thank you.
Rain Makes Applesauce, Hans Teuber's composition, played by this duo Hans Teuber and Jeff Johnson in concert at the Seattle Art Museum. Coming to you on Jazz Northwest, 88.5 KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest and live music around the region.
Thank you.
Cheated. We didn't make that one up. That was another one of Hans' pieces that we started doing years ago, just called Fast. This is what it is.
Non-programmatic.
It's non-programmatic.
Just fast.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Hans Teuber. He's channeling the wind. Han plays the wind. He blows wind through all these things. So he's the wind, I'm the strings, I'm plucking the strings, I'm Jeff Johnson. Thank you very much.
Jeff Johnson and Hans Teuber concluding this set from the Seattle Art Museum with Duke Ellington's Mood Indigo. And our thanks to the musicians for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show. And thanks to the Seattle Art Museum for hosting the concerts, Buddha for house sound, and Earshot Jazz, John Gilbreth, for planning and presenting the series. This was a Hatch Cover production, exclusively for 88.5 KNKX. A lot of live music available around the area today and into next week. Madeline Peru is in her final night at Jazz Alley tonight, plus there are all the usuals. Bob Hammer at Vito's at 6, Dina Blade at Harissa at 6, Brian Nova Jam at the Triple Door Music Aquarium later, Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra at Tula's, the Racer Sessions and Jazz at the Beaver, and more. Monday night, South Sound Swing Orchestra plays at Rhythm and Rye in Olympia. Christian Pincock's Scrambler will be at the Royal Room and the Mojam Mondays at the Nectar Lounge. Tuesday night, Sean Jones, great trumpet player, will be guest soloist with Mercer Island and Bothell High Schools playing at Jazz Alley, and David Marriott's Triskaidekka Band will be at Tula's. Wednesday, Haley Lauren will be at Jazz Alley, the Westerlies at the Royal Room. Wayne Horvitz Trio plays later that night at 10. Thursday night, Jared Hall Quintet will be at Tula's. Mark Lewis and Bill Anschel will be at the Fremont Tavern. Matt Jorgensen Quartet at Vito's on Thursday. Friday is the 6th annual Miles Davis birthday celebration at Tula's with Tom Marriott and Favorite Things, a tribute to Miles Davis at Egan's Ballard Jam House. And also Friday, the 3rd annual Couth Buzzard Jazz Festival gets underway at the Couth Buzzard Bookstore on Greenwood in Seattle. It runs Friday through Monday, beginning with swing era music Friday night, and then singers featured Saturday afternoon and a Miles Davis tribute on Saturday night, without trumpet, interestingly enough, a jam on Sunday afternoon, and Favorite Things, jazz standards on Sunday night, and more experimental jazz, and a number of soloists will be featured on Monday. For more information, see buenobuzzard.com/jazz. Next week, the Bellevue Jazz Festival gets underway Wednesday through Sunday with many free events in downtown Bellevue. Dr. Lonnie Smith will be featured Saturday night. For more good things to do, see the KNKX calendar and a very complete jazz calendar at earshot.org. One of the things coming up next week we're looking forward to is a homecoming from the Westerlies, four young brass players who came up in the Garfield and Roosevelt jazz programs in Seattle, went on to New York to study for advanced degrees at music schools there, and formed this brass quartet that is a nice bridge between jazz and classical music. Here's music from their 2-CD set titled simply The Westerlies, and it's a composition by one of the trombonists, Willem de Kock. The other trombonist is Andy Clausen. Riley Muherkar and Zubin Hensler are the trumpet players, and this is a piece titled The Shop. Thank you. An amazing group, the Westerlies, a brass quartet, four players originally from Seattle, and this is from their self-titled album, The Westerlies, for which they composed most of the music. It's a two CD set. That was Willem de Kock's composition titled The Shop. The other trombonist was Andy Clausen. Riley Mulherkar and Zubin Hensler were the trumpet players. The Shop from The Westerlies, who are playing on Wednesday night at the Royal Room in Seattle. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music today. If you tuned in late and missed part of it, or if you want to hear it again, check out our podcast at jazznw.org. You're invited to subscribe there and never miss another edition. jazznw.org. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.